and determine that attitude once and for all on each of these points. Then write down your findings. You are undoubtedly a very creative person. Whether or not you already realize that will depend upon just how hard you've tried to express yourself in the past. But if you haven't really tried before, you'll probably be amazed at your own ability to catch totally new insights into questions. To clarify a point that has much more meaning to you than the way I put it or somebody else has. Saying these things out loud to someone else can help a great deal. But writing it down is even better, because then your words of wisdom are not lost, and they are very easy to lose. The most important insight that you find can be lost in a day or so if it hasn't been recorded in some way. Now, the fact that you're writing it down doesn't mean that it's final and complete truth forever and ever. It can be improved upon. But you will always have this previous statement then as a minimum upon which to build with newer insight as you go along. But writing it down will clarify it for you, make it much more a firm part of your own understanding. Then look over your various points at random and see how well you can then organize these various ideas into general subject areas that would make it much easier to keep track of all of it. And see how much you can generalize upon this mass of information and create general rules that sum up many points in one single rule. The limit of your generalization should always be the absolute truth as you see it, meaning that you never generalize beyond the point where exceptions come in. Any generalization should be complete in itself and not include any exceptions. But to the limit of that absolute truth, where you don't have to incorporate any exceptions, generalize on it so that you can follow it just that much more easily and use it in the future. Then I suggest that you go over these notes periodically to remind yourself, to review them, to improve upon them. And 6 months from now, set the notes aside completely. Don't throw them away, but set them aside and start all over again from zero and see if this produces any new conclusions for you. And when you think it is well enough organized, then let me know and I'll probably take your course, and gladly so. And incidentally, this can be an excellent joint project with your spouse. But that means two sets of notes, not one. Each one is acting for himself, with his own nature. But the joint discussions can materially improve your abilities to articulate your ideas and make them more meaningful. But don't feel that you have to come to the same answer on every subject with your spouse. Obviously, the more you do, the merrier. But it doesn't have to be that way. The first time you find a disagreement doesn't mean you have to chuck everything in the river and forget about each other. And I think it is especially helpful, too, if you take a certain time each week to do this. I think that it has a healthy effect on relationships in general. And if all of this seems to be an awful lot of trouble, don't you really think that it is a small enough investment for what is at stake, which, of course, is your life and your happiness? And, of course, you do this because you just cannot depend upon anyone else's view of the world as being the final word. Only you can be the authority, because it is your nature that you're going to have to live with. And that nature is totally and completely unique to you. And no matter how much anyone else tries to tell you that there are definite and final answers to questions of reality, morality, and things of this sort, ask him by what authority he claims to know precisely what those answers are. How can he be the authority unless you can also be the authority too? And if he says he is not being the authority, but in fact is referring you to the source that is, remember, he is claiming to be the authority capable of determining who the authority is. And of course, it's a vicious circle, all brought about by the idea that someone here on earth has the final answers that everyone else must accept. Well, don't fall for it. There's no one in this world who is any more dependable than you are. Acquire every technique of realistic perception and logic that makes sense to you, but don't ever abdicate the choice-making function. Remember, you're the one that's going to have to experience the consequences. So you're the one who has to make the choice. No one else has that great an interest. And if someone else appears to have that great an interest in your acting in a particular way, it's only because of the effect that will have upon his life in one way or another. That's the only way he gets a self-interest. But remember that he is acting from his self-interest. There's nothing wrong with that. It's only wrong if you overlook that fact. And as you take to your bosom this authority to determine for yourself what you are and what you will do and what is truth and what is meaningful in life, remember that you are the one who is capable of choosing only because you are